Shalom Aleichem Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Welcome Thursday, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, last Amud of the week. We will begin Daf Pei Amud Beis, bottom line, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, Amar Rav Yochanan. We are talking about now over here that if somebody eats something that's not royal achilah or something, somebody eats something that's not considered eating, is not going to be mechayiv. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu, Amar Rav Yochanan. Zar Shekai says, Sa'ayim Shal Truma. A zar that chews, quote unquote, because it's not considered eating, he chews Sa'ayim. Sa'arim shal truma, raw barley. Mishamas akaren, ve'im mishamas akhemesh. Usually you would have to go pay karen akhemesh, you only pay mishamas akaren, the actual, like, amount, the principal, ve'im mishamas akhemesh, you don't pay, actually pay the akhemesh. It's not considered eating. Why? Ki yechel pratel mazik. It says ki yechel pratel mazik, a person that's being mazik himself. Amrav shizvi, and eating raw barley is considered that. Amrav shizvi, amrav yechnan, zar shabala shishtavin shal truma. A zar that swallowed plums of truma vakian, and it was whole, and he went and spit the whole thing up. The first person would be Macham Karim Chaimish because he ate it, and the Chaimish because he ate truma. However, the second person only pays his me'etzim value as like firewood, meaning to say the value of the actual physical part of the plum, but not the actual enjoyment of the plum, because he did not, it's not considered eating. And he only has to pay it to the first person because the first person was kainah. When the first person stole from Tumah, he was kainah the Tumah. And therefore the second one only has to give to the first one, only the may, only the amount, meaning to say as if it would be used for firewood. Says Gemara, Ha'aycha v'shayse ein mitzarf, and the Mishnah said if eating and drinking is not mitzarf. Man tana am Rav Chisda ma'machayka, Rav Chisda says, the it's a machlekes in another Mishnah, and we're going to go according to a certain Mahalan Damar. The Machlekes Shnuya, this din about not being Mitzarif is a subject of Machlekes. Rabbi Shua Yenis Rabbi Shua, the Tanan. Rabbi Shua says, Klal Amar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says a Klal Lingea Tumah. Regarding Shiurim and Tumah, Kol Shetamas Vishiurim Shaveh, any time that the Tumah of something is Shaveh, the prospective Tumah of the Mitami something is equal, and the Shiurim are equal Mitzarif, it's going to be Mitzarif together to create a Tumah. However, if either one of the following Tumasa Vili Shiurim, the Tumah is the same and not the Shiurim, Shiurim Vili Tumasa, like Tumasa Vili Shiurim, not any of that, a Mitzarif and not Mitzarif. Meaning to say, that's why over here, according to Rabbi Shua, if the Shiurim are different, right, the Achilosh is a different Shiur than the Shtiya, therefore, even though it's going to lead to the same issue of eating on him, of eating or drinking on Yom Kippur, meaning not afflicting oneself, still, you're not going to be mechayev. Why? Because it's different shiurim. However, the Rabbanan, that Mishnah over there says things are mitzarif. So, l'chayra, our Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Shua, not like the Rabbanan. However, Rav Nachman says, afil tem Rabbanan, keep going according to Rabbanan, who said that things are usually are mitzarif. However, ad kam l'kamei Rabbanan hasam el inyan tumah, the shame tumah chadi. It's one shame tumah. Every type of tumah. Okay, fine. It's one shem tumah. However, avol hacham yishum yisuvi daitehu. Here, it's not a zavard of shiurim. It's yisuvi daita. It's something. It's not just a zavard of like practical shiurim. Usually, kezayas this that in the Torah. No, it's because of yisuvi daita. It's because of putting a person's mind at ease. Who v'hai loy misadaita. And just practically speaking, achila and shtiya together, it doesn't put a person's mind at ease. Therefore, even though the Rabbanah hold, it usually would hold that things are mitzarif. However, over here, they would not be. V'chein amr yishlakish, v'machlekes shenuya. Yishlakish says, very, very similar. It's a machlekes. Rabbi Shua, yid tanai klalam, Rabbi Shua v'chulu. Rabbi Shua says something, v'chulu. However, Rabbi Yechon says, similarly to what we just said before, afilu tem Rabbanon. You could even say, it's the Rabbanon. Akam l'krami Rabbanah hasam el din etoma. Here it's Tumah, Aval Hachem Yishum Yisavidaiti, V'haylok Misvidaiti. Here you're not being Misvidaiti, you're not putting your mind at ease. Therefore, even according to Rabbanan, it's not going to be Mitzarif. Says Gemara, let's quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Achav Shasa, the Mishnah says further, Achav Shasa V'el Mechad. If a person ate and drank and one forgetting he did it by mistake on Yom Kippur, Ein Echayv Ela Chatas Achas. He's only Mechayv one Chatas. Achav Asa Malacha. However, if he ate and did Malacha, two separate things, Chayv Shtei Chatois is Chayv two separate Chatois. Now, says the Mishnah, Achal Eichon She'en Roy L'Achila. If he ate foods that are not Roy for L'Achila, not fit for Achila, not usually eaten for Achila, V'shas Mashkin She'en Roy L'Shtia, or he drink Mashkin that's not Roy for Shtia, Potter, he's Potter, and just the Mishnah gives some examples. Shas Atzir, if a person ate the, like, the brine, the fishy waters, She'en Roy L'Achila, V'shas Mashkin, Shas Atzir, this brine, Aymerius, or the fatty like parts of the fish, fatty things that come from the fish, I believe Pater, he is going to be Pater. Okay, these are some examples of things that are not Rei Lechila. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, we're going to talk about now in the following parts, we're going to talk about the Azhara of Inoy. Of Inoy, meaning to say, every Azhara, like we know in other places, every Einish needs an Azhara. And L'chayr, we're going to say over here, we're going to try to figure out where is Azhara for Inoy on Yom Kippur, of afflicting oneself on Yom Kippur. Now, just a little background, the Pasuk says, interesting, the Pasuk says a person, halachas of Yom Kippur, apply to the ninth day of Tishrei also. And we learn out nowadays that ninth day, you know, you just eat and it's considered you fasting, but the Gemara is going to talk about, have different havminas to say, that you may chayiv if you do malacha or eat on the ninth day. And the Gemara is going to talk about it as follows. Amar Reish Lakish. Why is there no Azhara by Inoy? Because it's not possible. It's not possible to say Azhara by Inoy. Okay? And we have to learn out the Azhara from other places. Why? How are you going to write Azhara by Inoy? That to warn a person to afflict, to like a lav, meaning to say, warn a person that he should not go, you're not allowed to go afflict yourself, and if you do, it's a lav. If the pasuk will just say you should not eat, and we know that it's not a gezayis, we know that the shear is different. So now, if we're going to say, if the pasuk is going to say do not afflict yourself, mashma, it's mashma that you should eat. It says don't afflict yourself. Mashma that you should eat. That if you're saying don't afflict yourself. Right, mashma, you should just enjoy yourself. Komecho, mashma, that you should actually go and eat. So that can't be. Maskelar faishia, nichle rachmani, yishomer pen lois una. So maybe say, eloshon, yishomer and pen. These are the shinies of a lav. And saying, yishomer, watch out, pen lois una. So like, that you might come to be, not afflict yourself. So yishomer, watch for that. And the Gemara, in Cain, nefishu lavi. If you would say such eloshon, yishomer, pen lois una, there would be more than one lav. Lav is, Hishama and Pen are each Lashanis of a Lav, and there'd be two Lashanis of a Lav, and we don't want to do such a thing. Now, says the Gemara, okay, I have another question for you. Maskifla, Rezbibi Barabai, Nefta Rechmana, Hishama, Mitzvahs Inoy. Be Shomer in the Mitzvahs, in the commandment of Inoy, commandment of afflicting yourself, be Shomer in that, be like vigilant, be Shomer in that. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be either. Imkain, Hishama, the Lav, there is a din, we know that Hishama, the Lav, if it says, Mishamer in regards to a lav, then it's a lav. However, Hishamer da'asei, asei. If you can say Hishamer by asei, it is asei. So if you can tell me Hishamer b'mitzvah sinai, that will turn into asei. So now for Gemara, one final question. Maskevlar Ravashi nechtev al tasser mina inoy. Don't go away, don't go astray from inoy. Meaning to say it's a lav. After Gemara kasha, this is indeed a question. It's not a tiyafta, but it's definitely a kasha. Now, so l'chera, where do we know that there is a azhara for inoy on Yom Kippur? Says Gemara, I'll tell you as follows. A bunch of different psukim over here, and we're going to learn out things from the following psukim. V'tana ma'isa l'malcha. V'tana is going to go learn it out from here as follows. That the Inoy on Yom Kippur, the Azhara for Inoy. It says in the pasuk, V'nisem es mortanu es nash seichem. You should go and afflict yourself. V'cha malacha lo yisasu. And you should not do any malacha. Okay, so here it says Inoy, it says malacha. Now, Yachol yehe anosh kares. You might think the anosh kares al tesefes malacha on the fact that if you're over malacha on the tesefes, meaning to say on the ninth day that the Torah sounds like they want you shouldn't do things on the ninth day. You might think that you're aser that you would go and be mechayiv over there. Tamalaymar, it says in the pasuk b'chol nefesh asher tasa kol malacha be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. A person who does not do malacha on that day, the etzem, on the actual part of that day, and I'm reading the Bach, and I'll go and I'll lose out, meaning the nefesh from that nation, meaning to say that the person will get, this is the einish, and the einish is only the etzem hayayim azeh, meaning to say, so here we go, the anish karis, okay, it's a long brisa, and we're just really getting to the end. The end is really what we are here for. Okay, so malacha, einish on malacha is only on that, on the exact day, not on the ninth day. Okay, so now, says, Gemara, yachol loy, yehei anish karis, al tesefes malacha, You might think that you're not anushkaris al tesefes melacha, meaning I do melacha on the ninth day. Avol yeh anushkaris al tesefes inoy, but if you're going to be anushkaris on being over on the tesefes inoy, tamalayma ki kol hanefesh ashaloi so'oneh be'etzem hayoim azeh, because any person that will not go and be ma'an himself, foot himself on that day, v'nechrisa me'ameha, and he's going to be cut off from the nation. So the einish of Azhar, the einish of Inoy, what we see over here, Ali Tsumi Shalyam Anush Kares, Veino Anush Kares Ante Sevis Inoy. So there's no Kares Ante Sevis Inoy. So now, what do we say? So what do we see? We see over here there's no einish by Malacha, there's no einish on Inoy, Benigea, the extra day on the test of Tishrei. Now, these are all Negea the einish. So Yach Aleye Becha einish. You might think we're going to go back to Malacha again. You might yachalei b'chla einish by doing Malacha on the ninth day. It's not b'chla the einish. Avu yeh mozer al tesefes Malacha. However, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be azhara to do Malacha on the ninth of Av. Meaning to say, we said as follows. We said l'gabe the actual einish. It's true. Only on the tenth. However, maybe Gabe, we're going to go back now to the azhara. Go back now to Malacha. Maybe the azhara on the ninth day also. Time alaymar. Okay, this is Gabi the Hazara. You should not do Malacha on that day. You're not Muzar on Tesefes Melacha. Okay, so now we have straight out with Gabi the Azhara also of Tesefes Melacha, and you're not Muzar on it. Now, however, Yachaloye Muzar on Tesefes Melacha. Maybe the last part over here, you might not be Muzar on Tesefes Melacha, Ali Yeh Muzar, but you will be at least warned. But no, you will not say such a thing. Why? V'dinu. V'dinu. V'cha malach sh'negas b'shabas v'yemtev. Einu mozo leo. Malacha that is so stark that it's negeh other places also. Sh'negas b'shabas v'yemtev. Einu mozo leo. And even over here, you're not mozo on it because the pasuk says straight out. Einu sh'einu negeh b'shabas v'yemtev. Einu yedinu sh'lo yeh mozo leo. This puts pashut that over here, if the fact that Inoy is, Malacha is Negea other places and there's no, you're not Muzar on it, then Inoy itself, you're not going to be Muzar on it because Inoy is something specific and unique to Yom Kippur. Okay, now. Says Gemara, okay, fine. We just figured out over here everything got to the ninth day. Why the ninth day you're not mechayev by Malacha? Why not the ninth day you're not mechayev by Inoy? Why the ninth day you're not muzer by Malacha? And then the Kav Chaimer, why you're not muzer by Inoy? Now, however, here we go. This is the point that we're trying to get to the whole time. Avo azhara l'inoy shal yayim atzmai l'lamanu minayin. How you know the actual azhara for the actual day of Yom Kippur? It doesn't say it anywhere in the pasuk. It says he's einish by Malacha. It says he's einish by Inoy. It says there's a azhara by Malacha. Where is azhara by Inoy? Minayin, says Gemara. Here we go. A few back and forths over here. Lo yomer einish by Malacha. Do not say the einish by Malacha. Degam Inoy. We're going to learn it from Inoy. Ma uma einish einenay b'shabas v'yem tayvim. Anish kares. We see the anish kares. Right, Inoy is something less, so usual, this, prohibition. It's not Noy by Shabbat Suyam Tayvim. However, Anish Kares, by over here in Yom Kippur, it's Anish Kares. So, Malach Shnehegis for Shabbat Suyam Tayvim, like Alshagain, Lechaira, Malacha, which is more starker, it's Nehegis by other places also, of course, they should get this Einish. If something gets Einish for something that's smaller, Lachar, something should get to Einish, for something that's bigger, for sure should get to Einish. So, Imkain, Lama Namar, Mufme, Lama Namar. Why does it say Einish by Malacha? Mufna Lahakish Ladam Imenu. This Einish Kares by Malacha is Mufne, to go and be Makish something and learn out something from the Einish of Malacha, Einish of Kares. Gzereshava. What's Gzereshava? Namar Einish by Inoy, even Namar Einish by Malacha. It says Einish by both of them. Now, the Einish by Malacha is extra, like we just said. Ma Malacha le Anash Elam Kain Hizer. Just like Malacha, you don't get a punishment only if you are Mazer, only if you were warned. So, and we see, and this is extra, the Einish of Malacha, and we know by Malacha, you only do it if you get warned. Af Inoy le Anash, also by Inoy le Anash, you're not going to get a punishment, which it says by Inoy, Elam Kain Hizer. Only if you're going to go, be mad. Only if you're going to go, be warned. Meaning to say as follows. The extra einish by kar by malacha is extra. Because you would learn that from the einish of inay. Why? What are we saying? The einish of malacha, what is it for? To teach us that, but just like malacha loy anash alam kein hizir, so too by inay loy anash alam kein hizir. And there must be a sara for inay. So that's gemara, no. Ikol merfach. No, you can make a pircha to say that the onush of kares by malacha is not extra. Meaning to say, we would not necessarily know it out from inoy, and your whole premise is built upon the fact that the onush of kares by malacha is extra. It's not extra. Why? I would not be able to learn it out straight out from inoy. Why? Mikol mefrach mal inush lehoto mechlaloi. Inoy is not matar mechlaloi. There is never a heter for inoy to eat on Yom Kippur. However, type malacha shehoto mechala. Malacha there is hotra mechala, meaning it say it's matir, it takes it out of its rule, meaning to say a malacha by Yom Kippur, the kabbanis, you can do it on Yom Kippur. So you cannot learn out the anish of karis from the anish of inoy, because maybe we'll say inoy is more chashev, inoy is more stringent. There's never a heter for inoy. Therefore, the whole premise that you're based on this whole thing that it was extra, the anish of karis by malacha, it's not true right now. You would need to say it. Okay. So I think, okay, fine. Let's learn out totally the other way around. The einish by inoy is extra, because you just told me now inoy is more chashev, inoy is more stringent. So now, l'chayra, says Yigmar, elo lo yomer einish by inoy, do not say the einish by inoy, digam malacha. Learn out the einish from malacha. Ma, malacha, shorta machlola. Malachas, nah, it's not so stark. It's muta machlola, it's muta nim kippur in some points. Anish kares, and even over the air, wanish kares. So now, inoy shleihut mechlaloi, inoy that's never matir, that's never matir. Like al shegeinu chayra, the chayra, the anush, the einish of inoy shego, it would totally make sense that we learn that from melacha. Melacha is more lenient, and still we see that your mechoy of your einish is kar. So too, for sure, the einish of inoy should be extra. So now, lama ne'amar, why is it said the einish? The einish by inoy mufna lahakis ladem imenu. You could go and learn out from the gzer shava. Ne'amar einish by inoy, ne'amar einish by malacha. It says the einish of inoy. It says the einish by malacha. Uma ma malacha anash vehizir. Just like malacha, your anash vehizir, there is a einish and hizir. Af inoy anash vehizir. So to inoy, there's an einish, and you're going to be mazir. From the fact that the inoy, that the anash, the einish, the punishment by inoy is extra, we could go learn it out, because we'll learn out from malacha, because inoy is so more stringent. So we'll say that anash vehizir, the same way by malacha is anash vehizir, so too by inoy is anash vehizir. Says Gemara, no, you can't say such a thing. Ikol mefrach, you could go and say it's not true, because maybe you'll say malacha is more stark. Okay, and you can't learn everything from malacha, because malacha is not hagas for Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Malacha is not hagas on Shabbos and Yom Tovim. However, time of inoy she'ena noy b'Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Inoy is not noy b'Shabbos and Yom Tovim. So again, now it's just the other way around. Your whole premise to say that the einish for inoy is extra is because you learn everything from malacha, and since you were learning out that the einish for inoy is extra, you learn out einish for inoy that's azhara also. It's not true. It's not extra. The einish of inoy would not be learned out from the einish malacha. Because you'll say inoy is more starker, that it's you'll say malacha is more starker, that malacha is naig b'shabbos v'yemim tayvim. Okay. So all this is knocked out. We're back to stage one, we're back to the joint where we're back to joint board. How do we know that there's hara for inoy and kippur? Amar Ravina, Haitan etzem gamar. This Tana learns out etzem, meaning to say it says etzem by the inoy, it says etzem by the malacha. And l'chayr, we're going to learn now, just like by malacha, there's azhara, so too, by inoy, there's azhara. And mufna. And l'chayr, there is something in this parasha that is extra, because we know that if something is not mufna, you can go make a percha on a gzer shava. However, if there's something that is extra, then you cannot make a percha on a gzer shava. Until now, we want to go and say a percha, either every way that we're trying to go bring about azhara for inoy. We're trying to say a percha. Now, if you're going to tell me Shava etzem, but if there's going to be a percha, it's all down the drain. So we have to say that there's something extra that you cannot make a percha. What's going to be extra? Because the ila, you could go ask a question like we just said. So elamai la'ayah afnuei It is, in the truth, here is something that's extra. We're going to go see as follows. Mechti. Chamisha Karei Ksivi. There are five psukim that is said in Yom Kippur. Ksivi. B'malacha. Chad. Liasari Karei Ksivi. B'malacha Chad. By one. By Malacha. Lazara. Diyama. Ksivi B'malacha. There are five psukim that are said by Malacha. Chad. Lazara. Diyama. Diyama. One. Lazara. For the day. V'chad. Lazara. The layler. And one has hara to do malacha by night. V'chad la'inish the imama. And one time einish for a day. V'chad la'inish the layler. And one einish by night. Okay, so you have day and night by einish and day and night by azara. Now, there is a fifth time. V'chad la'afnuye. One is actual. L'migmar inayim malacha bein the imama bein the layler. There is one final a time that it says it's usher to do malacha on Yom Kippur, and the chayyur we already learned day and night. You learn the azharah for day and night, the anish for day and night. What is this actual one coming for? To go and compare inoy from malacha bein the mama bein the lelya, that inoy is the azharah. It can be an azharah for inoy whether by day whether by night, and therefore once you have the gzeirah shavah, and then you can't take away this. You don't have the percha because there's something extra. Then we know now we know malacha azharah for inoy. Says Gemara. Another way how we learn out Azhar for Inoy. Very small town in America and Inoy Vinamalon Inoy. It says here by Inoy, and then it says later on Inoy when a person's gonna go on Ba'ana a woman. It says over there, Inoy, Malon Loy Anish Amukin Israel, just like over there you did not get Inish, only if you were Muzer, only if you were warned. Like we know that there over there in the Psukkim over there is Azhara, Afkam Lay Anish Alamkin Hizir. So to by us there is you only get an einish only if you were warned, because it says inoy, and we learn out the inoy from over there, so you must be warned over here. There must be azhar by inoy. Ravach by Yaakov Amar Yalv Shabbos Abbasin Mishabbos Bereishis. We're learning out it says Shabbos Abbasin Lenyane Yom Kippur by Yom Kippur, and says Shabbos by Shabbos Bereishis Malulon Oli Anish Amukin Izir, just like by Shabbos. The only way how you're able to get Einish is because you are Muzer, because you are warned. Afghan Hizir, Afghan Le'anish Amgin Hizir. So over here, Lagabe Yom Kippur, you can only get Einish only if you are warned, because the Shabbos Shabbosim compares it too. So here's another Teretz that we know that there's Azhara on Yom Kippur from Inoy. Rav Papa says another Teretz. Please turn the Amid. Who gufei Shabbos Sikri? You didn't have to go to Shabbos. Shabbos, and this itself is called Shabbos. Tiksev Tishbisu Shabbatchem. It says in Yom Kippur Tishbisu Shabbatchem. You should go and rest, and it should be Shabbatchem rest. So we're going to go learn now. It's considered Shabbos. Le'inin Inoy. The same way, Le'anash Alam Genizir. So to Le'inin Inoy, which is now this is the Mamish in Yom Kippur itself. Le'anash Alam Genizir. LMI. We see from over here that the Yerza Azhara for being over on Inoy on Yom Kippur. Thank you so much for listening. Yashikayach, have a great, phenomenal, awesome day. All the best.